Pectus excavatum, minimally invasive repair, the NUS procedure. For a long time, deformities of the chest wall, such as pectus excavatum, a condition where the chest appears to have sunken, remained untreated or were treated using crude and invasive techniques. However, thanks to innovations led by surgeons such as Professor Donald Nuss of Eastern Virginia Medical School, these procedures have undergone a remarkable transformation. Such work has shifted the paradigm from radical surgery to minimally invasive solutions, changing lives and restoring confidence for countless patients. Now, a review article published in the African Journal of Thoracic and Critical Care Medicine and co-authored by Professor Donald Nuss and Dr. Ivan Shevitz of the Department of Cardiothoracic Surgery at the University of Pretoria, South Africa, charts the remarkable progress in treating pectus excavatum. Chest wall deformities have been known to humanity for millennia, even depicted in Egyptian tombs and Renaissance art. However, the medical understanding of and ability to effectively and safely treat such phenomena was absent until relatively recently. Pectus excavatum, in particular, occurs when the cartilage connecting the ribs to the sternum grows abnormally, causing the chest to sink inward. This can compress the heart and lungs, leading to unpleasant symptoms such as shortness of breath, chest pain, and fatigue. By the 20th century, surgical techniques aimed at correcting these deformities became more ambitious. Early surgeons such as Sauerbruch in the 1930s and Ravitch in the 1940s developed invasive methods involving extensive removal of rib cartilage and cutting the sternum free from its natural attachments. These procedures, while groundbreaking for their time, often resulted in severe complications such as restricted chest flexibility, prolonged recovery times, and unsatisfactory cosmetic outcomes. By the late 1990s, dissatisfaction with invasive techniques spurred new thinking. Professor Donald Nuss introduced a groundbreaking minimally invasive procedure in 1997. Known as the Nuss procedure, it involves placing a curved stainless steel or titanium bar beneath the sternum through small incisions on either side of the chest. Once in place, the bar is rotated to push the chest outward, helping to reshape the rib cage by effectively popping the sunken area back out. This simple yet ingenious technique capitalized on the natural flexibility of young patients' chest walls, avoiding the trauma of cartilage removal. The results of the Nuss procedure were transformative, offering not only cosmetic improvements, but also enhanced breathing and cardiac function. The recovery process, too, was much shorter and less painful compared to older invasive treatment methods. Dr. Ivan Shevitz has further contributed to this treatment evolution by documenting and refining these modern techniques, ensuring their safety and efficacy. Together, Shevitz and Nuss have been at the forefront of an ongoing revolution in treating pectus excavatum. The innovation in this space didn't stop with surgical techniques. For younger patients or those with milder deformities, non-invasive methods such as the vacuum bell suction device offer promising results. This device uses gentle suction from outside the chest to gradually correct its shape without any surgery, making treatment accessible to a wider range of patients. The vacuum bell is particularly effective in children with flexible chest walls, as it allows gradual reshaping over time with consistent use, but does require a suitably motivated patient who is willing to use the suction device for a couple of hours a day for at least 1 year. Professor Nuss's procedure has also undergone significant refinement over the years. Improvements include stronger and more anatomically shaped bars, advanced imaging technologies to guide placement, and enhanced pain management strategies. For instance, techniques such as cryoanalgesia, which temporarily freezes nerves to reduce pain, have been introduced, allowing patients to recover more comfortably and leave the hospital within a few days. Postoperative care has also improved significantly, with innovations in nerve block techniques and patient-controlled pain relief contributing to quicker recoveries and minimal discomfort. These advancements have not only made the procedure safer, but also extended its applicability to older patients and those with more severe deformities. Adult patients who previously faced limited options due to the rigidity of their chest walls are now experiencing life-changing results thanks to these refinements. The impact of these innovations goes beyond physical health. For many, a sunken chest is not just a medical issue, but a source of deep psychological distress. Adolescents and young adults with pectus excavatum often report feelings of embarrassment, low self-esteem, and social withdrawal due to their appearance. The minimally invasive procedures developed by Nuss and championed by Shavitz have empowered patients to reclaim their confidence and live fuller lives. The benefits may extend to physical performance as well. Many patients, particularly young athletes, experience significant improvements in stamina and exercise capacity after undergoing treatment. These changes stem from the relief of pressure on the heart and lungs, which allows for better oxygenation and circulation. Correcting severe cases of pectus excavatum may dramatically improve cardiac output and lung function, enabling patients to participate in activities they once avoided. Families of young patients have also noted a profound difference in their children's social interactions and emotional well-being post-surgery. Children who were once shy or withdrawn may become more outgoing, eager to engage in sports and other group activities. This shift highlights the far-reaching impact of these medical advancements on patients' overall quality of life. The shift from invasive to minimally invasive and non-invasive techniques in chest wall treatment exemplifies how medical progress can transform lives. The work of innovators such as Professor Donald Nuss have opened doors to safer, more effective, and less traumatic solutions for patients worldwide. Today, individuals with pectus excavatum have access to treatments that not only restore their physical health, but also their sense of dignity and confidence. Their legacy reminds us that innovation isn't just about advancing technology or increasing efficiency and profit margins. It's about restoring hope and possibility to those who need it most. With ongoing research and refinement, the future of chest wall treatment looks brighter than ever. As techniques continue to evolve, the dream of a painless, quick, and universally accessible solution to chest wall deformities is closer than ever to becoming a reality. This audio is a summary of the paper Challenging Beliefs, a review of the paradigm shift in the treatment of pectus excavatum from radical resection to minimally invasive bracing and non-surgical vacuum bell suction in African Journal of Thoracic and Critical Care Medicine. For further information, you can connect with Dr. Ivan Shavitz at ivan@shavitz.com.